Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Rex Heuermann, the man that has been accused of being the Long Island serial killer, the Gilgo Beach murderer. Well, we can all but pretty much say he is the Long Island serial killer and the Gilgo Beach murderer. Same person. Obviously, technically, still innocent until proven guilty. But when you have documents in your basement talking about the murders itself and how not to get caught and all the images, it seems pretty cut and dry at this point. Siobhan Scott, a psychotherapist and author, joining us to discuss what has been your reactions to these new bombshell pieces that have come out. Two other victims I'm not super surprised by, but we've learned in the documents and the data of Rex Heuermann that he was storing, that to me is even more telling.
Very much. Absolutely horrifying. I think this is every woman's worst nightmare, you know, a torture dungeon, essentially, with broken down, obsessive. It's like a guide to how to mutilate and kill people. I mean, I went over the documents extensively yesterday, and it just made me sick. If we saw this in a horror movie, we would never believe that this could be real. Mm-hmm. You know, it just shows this obsessive degree of planning. And it's, I think, one of the absolute, I've talked to sadists before, but it's just one of the most sadistic stories I have ever seen. And it's horrifying. How many years has he been doing this? And how many other women are out there? Because clearly this guy was obsessed.
Yeah, I mean, this list, I mean, from what we know now, it now expands his reach geographically as to where he was allegedly murdering these women and abusing them. It also expands it timeline wise. We're going all the way back to 1993 now. Yeah. Which, you know, quite a while, more than three decades ago at this point in time. So he would have been in his early 30s, a bit more agile and able to move around. What does seem to have happened from what, if you look at the writings and the way some of these women were found, just horrifically mutilated and ripped apart. Some of the later victims, though, not so much. I mean, there certainly was a handful of things, but it wasn't as much. I'm wondering if, with age, if he started to do less because it was a little more time-consuming or physically exerting on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that was in the document was that small women are better.
Yeah.
And is that just because they were easier to overpower? And yeah, a guy who's as obsessed as this, I would doubt that he took vacations from it. Mm-hmm. I think that there were probably no significant periods of time where he was not engaging in this activity.
What makes someone like a Rex Heuermann exist?
Boy, we would love to know if there's a formula for it. We know that a third of people who have this kind of sadistic tendency, a third of them have had severe child abuse, not all of them. You do find an increase in head injuries, often in early childhood. So does that change the wiring somehow? But then you've got the DNA component. You know, did they, you know, inherit the tendency to be psychopathic, which means their brains have some differences, a smaller amygdala, and the empathy center of the brain, the prefrontal cortex and ventral media prefrontal cortex. They don't wire up the same way to the amygdala. That's kind of my going into techie mm-hmm. neuroscience there. But there are some differences in the brain. There are differences in their upbringing. Some of them have been bullied. Again, not all. So it's really hard to say there's a formula. It in many ways is a mystery. And the other thing I'll throw in is exposure to violent, sadistic pornography, particularly in children. And I think I'm going to have to get on the bandwagon of this because that's what they found so much of was this torture porn.
Yeah.
And let's say you have an 8-year-old kid and they're sexually aroused, 9, 10, 11 years old, and then they're exposed to this kind of porn. And that wires the brain to find that arousing. And in essence, it can become addictive. And then they grow up and this is what you get.
God. The writings that we saw from him, a methodical blueprint, basically. Yeah. Things in there talking about his checklists and things that he should do next time. Get sleep before the hunt. Yeah. Have a story set. And just like you're writing about a recipe or something. I mean, essentially it is a recipe for murder.
100%
of what he was creating. And does someone like that not have the ability to go, this is pretty messed up? Like this, it's like to them, it is just as interesting as like, I'm writing a new chicken soup recipe.
Yeah, I think this is a person who was taking great pride in his work. He saw this as a brilliant, basically theatrical production. This was the work of his life. It will be fascinating to see what they can find that's been documented by him with video or photographs. Usually people do that. Mm-hmm. And he had all those, you know, computers and hard drives and all this digital data. And my guess is we're going to find some horrific things on that. It's a sign of someone who was addicted to torture.
Yeah.
And I think one of the horrifying things is at least people who knew him very superficially, nobody had a clue that this was the secret world going on.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now